This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Legal action against ride-hailing platform Grab should they decide to increase ride fares following the merger with Uber yesterday. And this was a big story, Uber.
Yeah, just, one of the biggest, business and tech stories coming out of the region. You know, homegrown Grab, it's quite a big win for them. I mean, to take on a Silicon Valley global competitor like Uber and, oust them out of the Southeast Asian market, essentially. But there are plenty of concerns, you know. A duopoly was bad enough, but now we're stuck with a monopoly. What does it mean? Are prices going to go up? I mean, do we have any kind of resistance against the whole, well, you know, if demand is high, then prices go up? I mean, will surge pricing get even more ridiculous in the evenings? What happens to what happens to Uber employees? What happens to Uber drivers? What happens to the whole vetting process of drivers? Who gets the better technology? It feels like the Uber app actually seems to have slicker technology as versus the Grab app, for example. So,
but it also, you know, comes to all sorts of questions. I mean, you know, for a lot of users, you know, they're lamenting the fact that there are no two competitors pushing each other, right? And when it comes to the UI for the app, you're right. I mean, there is something somewhat intuitive about the Uber app, but at the same time,
a little more user friendly, right?
Yes, and but also people like putting in the destination of where people are going on the Grab app. You know, that's a feature that is absent from the Uber app as well.
So I think the interesting thing about this sort of merger is that it's going to, I mean, there's going to be a huge spotlight on this merger regardless, right? But what does it mean for future competitors as well? Is Grab having this kind of control over the market a more enticing proposition for venture capitalists and future entrepreneurs to say, oh, no, wait, maybe we can offer a better business proposition? Having two people in the market, you know, like Grab and Uber that both do the same thing, it could have been more of a put off, right? Because there's this idea that Uber is so well established, how do you take them on? But now David has slayed Goliath. So would that inspire more young Davids to come along?
And of course, you want to make sure that services and competition is maintained. And of course, what will this sort of precedent set for future type of business mergers?
And let's not forget, what does this mean for the actual taxi industry, right? This car, this ride-sharing stuff's all well and good. But remember, Grab was set up as MyTaxi initially as a solution to actually make it easier for people to get actual taxis.
Well, we're going to hear from the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Associations, the Secretary General, Dr. Paul Selvaraj. That's coming up shortly after this. Here's some music by Billy Joel, A Matter of Trust, BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and music, BFM 89.9.
Between Uber and Grab, and there have been a lot of questions that have been asked, specifically whether there have been any concerns about the potential increase in ride fares. There have also been, of course, legitimate queries by customers asking how will it benefit us in the long run.
Right. So Grab and Uber have both been in the country for a while, right, Ezra? I mean, they've been here for a few years now, and here's the interesting thing, and this is why people are very concerned, right? In all the years they've been here, the actual taxi industry in Malaysia has done absolutely nothing to raise their game. They have not endeavored to provide a better service to consumers, and so consumers are now thinking, oh no, now if there's a monopoly, we have no choice, we're stuck again,
we're back to people
who don't want to use their meters, and you know, we're going to have those arguments and fights with taxi drivers about how much it costs and whether they want to go to Sepang or not, right?
Yeah, well, we're going to cross over to Dato' Paul Selvaraj. He's the Secretary General of FOMCA, that's the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Association. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Paul, on the Evening Edition. Now, tell us, does this new merger break any competition laws, or either locally or globally?
Of course, in the global aspect, it does, in the sense that when two competing companies merge and there is no competition anymore, this has a lot of implications because now there is a monopoly rather than a free market. However, this is a global action. In terms of a competition act within the country, it may be limited in terms of how it can act. In other instances where the parties that are committing any kind of monopolistic behavior can be regulated or action can be taken by the Competition Commission, But since this is a regional or global action, I think the action taken by Competition Commission is quite limited in terms of responding to this.
So one worry people have now is whether prices for Grab will be higher now that there is no competition. How can we monitor the prices to ensure that it's still at a reasonable level?
So in all public services, the fares are regulated by government. I mean, that's why we have the Public Transport Competition Commission. But something that's developed, I mean, the price is developed by the market, which is not regulated. No? So unless Grab becomes regulated in terms of pricing, it'll be quite difficult. I mean, for us, it'll be what we have paid before and what we are paying in the future. We will make comparisons to see whether prices go up or not. But then the issue is really what can be done about it. You know, so unless it becomes regulated like, you know, the traditional industries, then that's a say to the regulator to determine prices. But once it's just market-driven, without competition, and if there's a monopoly, then it becomes quite a challenge of what consumers can do. The only way forward is to ensure that there's greater competition so that the market itself will ensure that prices go down.
Right, and Dr. Paul, so if it's hard for consumers to tell whether they're still paying a fair price, what can the government do and when should they intervene?
I mean, just like currently, when Grab and Uber came into the system, all prices of public transport was regulated by government. So Uber and Grab created a new kind of where they were completely out of the system. No, but of course, government as well as consumers, I mean, there are other concerns about safety and all that. But as far as pricing is concerned, because their pricing was lower than the traditional taxis, the people benefited. So if in the current state, consumers continue to benefit, whether it's whatever Grab says, and prices are still lower than, you know, other taxis, then people will continue to benefit. But prices start increasing, then maybe it's something that the government need to relook, whether the prices of Grab would just be determined in the market or there needs to be greater regulation.
Well, Dr. Paul, thank you very much for your time and joining us on the Evening Edition. That was the Secretary General of the Federation of Malaysian Consumers Associations, or FOMCA, Dr. Paul Selvaraj.
Yeah, so I think these are all questions that we're hoping we're going to get the answers to. I mean, at the moment, it's just been a couple of press releases, right? And I think by the end of the first week of April, I think April 7th or April 8th, this kind of complete merger takeover type thing will happen and all the services will be ported over. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming there's going to be a lot more communication as they work out the various details of this. For the most part, I think we're going to discover all of the hiccups as we start using the new service.
Well, let's be clear. I'm going to definitely hear the hiccups because you're going to be using this particular service a lot.
Right, because so, I rely entirely on the MRT, Grab, and Uber these days.
Right, so we're going to hear all of those hiccups as we go along on a day-to-day basis. Here's some music right now by Incubus. Are you in? BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.